more often, most often, it was aluminum bucket that
yeah,
had. Maybe a galvanized pail, but time is aluminum.
When you were at the well, what would you drink out of? Did you have a sort of dipper? Or?
Well, old days has so many of them had gourds, you know, grew those gourds, long-handled gourds in Houston, and made dippers out of them. Mm-hmm. They were always hanging around the wells and the springs, and people were using them.
Yeah, or you might have
a just plain dipper, of course.
Or a cup, any sort of
a cup, yes.
Made out of?
Well, a lot of the time, of course, those granite cups or those aluminum cups or
tin.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, cedar water bucket.
Yeah, cedar water buckets. You had to have those things.
Sure. Did you have a place where you milked your cow? In other words, was there a place where you could put the cow when you were milking, or you just tire it out in the lot somewhere?
Well, most of the time you had a stall or something and a trough, you maybe fed her a little something. Unless it was a young cow, and she'd never been milked before. Of course, you'd usually always have to tie a few times or pet her, you know, and she was a little bit dangerous first tie a few times, maybe, and maybe a bag was sore too, swollen. But they usually, sometimes we hear the expression, unless it was a fool that just, or Mustang, never gonna be able to milk her. But most of the time, you know, they'd calm down and they never had any problem other than always switching with the tail, fighting flies maybe, and hitting you in the face and stinging.
Now the cow might pick his left leg up and start to move, and what would you say to him to keep him?
So.
When you got the milk, did you have to get, how'd you get the impurities out of it?
Oh, it had to be strained. A lot of times regular milk bucket, you know, would have a strainer, but then I'd get the larger particles maybe, but it was always, had to have a good straining cloth to strain it.
Something big that you might have to boil potatoes in, you call that a, or do your wash in, that was a wash?
Pot.
Wash pot. When you're making tea or something like that, you boil water in the tea.
Kettle.
Yeah, you got them. Did you ever keep anything around the kitchen that you put the dish water or something in like that, or all the scraps in after you and you take that out?
That was. Kept a bit of that for the hogs and all of the garbage. And
you put that in a
hog trough, the trough for the hogs.
The kind of bucket you might keep in the kitchen, you call that your to gather all that stuff. That was a.